Sweet. Well, hey, welcome to Gospel City Church. If you're new here this morning, I'm really sorry. no, it's a great day to come and get to see what Gospel City Church is about. And I hope that if you know nothing about camp or you didn't get to go to camp, I hope that today you feel kind of wrapped into it and feel like you got to be a part of something really, really special. So this morning, we're going to do just a real brief kind of little interview with some of our students that got to be at Gospel City Camp. So if y'all would, just introduce yourself, say your name, and which camp you went to.
Hi, my name is Coleman Cravens, and I went to the junior high camp.
Awesome.
Hello, my name's Emma, and I went to the high school camp.
Yeah.
My name's Dakota, and I was at the high school camp.
My name's Campbell, and I went to the junior high camp.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, I just want to ask y'all a few questions. So, Coleman, I'll start with you. You received a shout-out during one of the talks that Tyler gave. What do you remember what it is he asked you during that shout-out?
He asked me, it was, if I had $1 billion, what would be the first thing I bought?
And you said?
A Tesla for
yeah,
all my friends.
Yeah, there we go. Elon Musk, come on, for all my friends. Like a limousine Tesla. That's the future. Coleman, what was something that stood out to you during one of Tyler's talks that he gave this week?
So one of the things that stood out to me was before worship, he said to not worry about what other people were thinking of you during that time. And so that made me feel a lot more comfortable to sing with, like, all my heart.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. What an important lesson for all of us, right? For all of us to know, man, let's not worry about who's around me right now in this moment, but sing out. That's awesome, man. And then you went rafting, and you enjoyed that. Where were you sitting in the raft?
I was in the front right seat, blocking all the water for everyone else.
That's where you just eat waves up there. That's just for lunch. Awesome. And then, Campbell, you also were at the junior high camp. What was one of your favorite memories?
Well, there are a lot of favorite things that I enjoyed at camp, but probably spending time with my family group and hanging out and learning about them was
That's
my
awesome.
Favorite part.
And who were your leaders?
Larissa and Kaylee.
Hey, shout out. That's awesome, Campbell. We had a ton of great leaders at camp this week, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. But what was something that stood out in Tyler's talk for you?
He said that if you're going through a bad time, that you can make that time positive if you kind of root it in the Lord, and you can go through life seeing the positive things.
Yeah, awesome. And Mark will talk more about that in a little bit. Like what our students heard at junior high and high school camp. And then Dakota, this was your first Colorado trip, yeah?
Yeah, yep.
That's awesome. What was one of your favorite memories? Something that you were like, man, I just didn't think that this is what I would experience here.
Yeah, so at nighttime, whenever we were kind of done with family groups and done worshiping and stuff, we would all go to our cabins and kind of just debrief over the night. And being with, these other graduating seniors who are going through the same things I'm going through, feeling the same things that I'm feeling. It was just nice to be able to talk to them and kind of be able to get a little bit vulnerable with them and actually understand that there's other guys going through the same things I'm going through. But more specifically is Reed brought his guitar. And so, and so every night we would sit out on the porch and they would just, you know, Hudson, Carson, and Reed would just strum, you know, some chords.
And just play a little folk out there.
Yeah, they would play and then we just
Did
had...
Did you bring anything to the...
I brought my beautiful cracking voice. But we just had time in that moment to... Yeah. Reflect and just having the music in the background, seeing the stars, it was really, really nice.
Yeah. The stars up there, insane. I mean, just you could sit up there all night. It's crazy, man. And then we talked a little bit earlier just about what stood out during Brad's talk. So Brad Jones was our speaker for high school, and my buddy Tyler Moffitt did our junior high. But I'd love for you to share what that was that he shared that really just stood out to you.
Yeah. So. Can I tell a little story real quick?
Sure,
So,
go for it.
So Brad walks up and like this is the first time we're meeting him and stuff. And Reed asked him. He said, "Are you going to be one of our judges for the lip sync?" And Brad goes, "I cannot confirm nor deny." And so then he asked us. He was like, "What are going to be some of y'all's songs?" And then I go, "Well, I cannot confirm or deny." And Brad goes, as serious as you could be, he goes, "Don't steal my joke." And I'm talking, he stood there for like 30 seconds. And I was like awkwardly trying to laugh and like break the buffer. So me and Brad got off on a bad start, okay? Like,
Rocky beginnings.
Rocky beginnings in the Rockies.
Just, here we go. All right, Emma, what's your...
I'm sorry, I ramble. But anyways, so he's up on one night, and he's going through Mark, and he's talking about this guy. He was a rich young ruler, and, you know, what do you idolize? And if you were to take everything away, would you follow me? And he was kind of going over that, and our family group was the white team. And so, yeah. And so he said, white team, get on stage. And so white team gets on stage. He goes, I want you all to link arms. And so we linked arms, and we were all facing each other, and, you know, we're kind of reminiscing through the week or, you know, doing our thing, kind of looking at each other. And he's going through and he's saying, you know, you need to have a group of people, a group of friends in your life that are constantly building each other up. Y'all are constantly talking about Jesus, you know, doing the good things and going through all of this stuff. And then he gets down on stage and he's like walking through the crowd and he says, but there's just one thing wrong with this picture. They're all facing each other. And he goes, white team, I want y'all to turn around. And so we turned around, and now all of our backs were to each other, but we were still linked, so we still had a group. But he says, now I want you to spread the gospel to all these people you're looking outward on. So instead of having a group that you're constantly looking inward on and talking about Jesus on, you know, to each other, look outward and really spread the gospel to people who may not know it. Get in those rooms that you can't get into, you know, a locker room, whatever it is, like your friends. We, as students, can get into those places and spread the gospel that, say, Landon or Mark can't. And I thought that was really, really outstanding, that what he did.
Yeah, that was a powerful image. You know, just going, hey, like, you need a community to lock arms with, but which way are you facing, right? Is the church inward facing or outward and ready to receive people? And just going off that, I just want to just give a shout out to y'all as the church and a lot of the adults and parents here. We took 87 kids to junior high, and I'll be honest, I didn't know like half of them. One kid fell in the water during rafting, and they pulled him back in, and the band was like, who's that? I was like, I don't know. I've never seen him. I was like, I don't even know if he's a part of us. He might be somebody else. I met him after. We talked. It was great. But it was just so cool to see, man, like some of y'all were inviting, you know, your friends from teams, things like that, people who have never been to Gospel City Church before, and they're getting to come and get to experience God in the Rocky Mountains, get to hear about Jesus, and be a part of what we're doing. And I think that imagery, it was so special because it was like, man, like this is powerful because this is what we do as a church. And it was a sweet moment to call our students to that as well. So thanks for sharing. Now, Emma, you were in high school camp. What was something that stood out from Brad's talk to you?
So it was actually the first night he really spoke to me. He mentioned how all sin is equal. And I came into church camp being like, dang, I'm like such a bad person. Like, Katie, shout out to Katie. Love you, girl. Woo! But I was honestly nervous to talk to Katie because I felt like I've done bad things or that I wasn't going to meet up to like the standard. But after hearing that, I was like, there's no reason to be worried about it. There's no judgment here. You know, be honest. And this week, I really walked closer to God this week. And
that's awesome.
I feel closer than ever to the church community. So
that's awesome. It's awesome, Emma.
Thank you.
And then for you, like one of your favorite memories was your family group time. Right. And that kind of led into that, right?
Yeah,
and specifically... The last night?
The last night. Because we all got just super close. And we got all mushy with each other. So it was great. So,
just crying, tears, everything. Yeah. Wonderful. Awesome. Well, I hope that helps y'all just see a little bit of what was happening at junior high and high school camp. And I know for me, it is an interesting perspective because I didn't get to be in a family group. I didn't have like my set of students that I was talking to every single day and every night. It felt more like I had this kind of 10,000-foot perspective that I got to see the months leading up to this, the decisions made by our leadership team to say, hey, let's do Colorado because it's going to be powerful and it's going to be worth it. And I got to watch y'all as a church kind of rally around and invite students and give scholarship money and say, hey, we support this decision, let's do this. And I got to see students sign up for camp, and I got to text and beg students to sign up for camp and then see them come, and it was awesome. And then I think my favorite memories, though, at camp was just being with our leaders before dinner. We would meet with our leader, with our counselors and our rec team and the band and speaker, and we would just share stories and pray for the students and say, hey, like I had this conversation And someone would take it and we would pray. Or, hey, like this moment happened and it was so awesome, and we would celebrate and give thanks to God together. And then before worship, we would meet again with the band speaker and a couple of our kind of production team people. And we would just get to share scripture with one another and then spend about 10 minutes just praying for that night. And I think for me, that was so powerful, because you're behind the scenes going, man, this is more than whitewater rafting. This is more than the Golden Oar lip sync, even though that was epic. You're like, man, there's just so much more happening to this. And it was special for me to have this overview where I got to watch leaders lead really well. And I got to watch, you know, Thomas and Mark and these people who are high up on our staff and lead the church. I got to watch them just like lower themselves and serve students and be like, man, that's amazing. So church, I hope you're encouraged by that, of getting to go, man, like you're a part of a church that wants to link arms together to serve people, and not for recognition, but for the glory of God. And it really was a special week. So thank you all for partnering with us.
Wow, man, what a week. So, or 2 weeks, I guess. So this is Brett Barron and Andrea Soto. And Andrea went as a junior high counselor. Brett, you went as a high school counselor. All right. And wasn't too long ago we were up here at the church.
Hello. Hello.
So.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like 2 hours or 3 hours ago.
You bought me a drink at Whataburger last night, and there's still ice in that drink.
Yeah, that's how late we were. We had some bus trouble in Amarillo. And
by morning? No. We were hoping it wasn't this morning.
Yeah, well, we did get past Amarillo by morning. But you guys made the best out of it.
We did. We had like a dance sing party. It was awesome.
We actually have a video clip of that dance party.
Play that clip.
All right,
that was awesome.
That I think that's what you guys were talking about taking a bad situation and making it good, you know. And so, thank you, parents, for your patience. We were trying to get another bus, and we weren't being really communicated with. But they finally got another bus. We finally got in. One bus got in at 1:00. Another bus got in at 2:00.
Yep.
And then my wife lost her keys up here at the church,
which they weren't lost.
And so. So I'm like, Sarah, take my truck, take these kids home. I'm going to look for your keys. I'm up here in the parking lot, can't find them. I ride home with Landon. We get home about 3:45. Sarah gets home from four, dropping off kids, and we're getting ready to go to bed, and she's brushing her teeth, and she's like, oh, here are the keys. Tucked right there, ladies, where you tuck things in there.
When you don't have pockets, check there.
Yeah, yeah. Probably should have been the first place I looked. Anyway, so just for you two guys, from the adult point of view, what was your favorite thing about camp?
Is that you or me?
That's both. Ladies first.
We're going to get this back to, like, church appropriate.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I went PG-13.
That's right.
I'm a married man.
Yeah, so. My favorite thing about camp is just always watching these... Kelsey, it's such a cute picture. Just watching these teenagers get to come and just be real. Like, we meet them, like, exactly where they are as a church, which is pretty amazing to watch. Especially after this year, I mean, they got to come and just be... together, you know, which was huge, and just be able to share in a safe place.
Because they've been dealing with a lot over the last 15 years.
Yeah, I think this camp this year was more important than it's probably ever been.
Right. What about you, Brett?
Well, it was evident this year, because I feel like kids shared more than they've ever shared before. I didn't get the, But yeah, it was there was a lot. I mean, there's a lot that kids have been going through, just stuck at home and not able to go out and not able to even spend time with their own friends. And so it was perfect this year. Mm-hmm. It was really awesome.
So what did you guys take personally away from the camp? Like something maybe that Tyler said or Brad said or something that, you know, from your group that just meant a lot that God really used to say, man, that's the reason why I came.
I think for me, again, after this year, I mean, everybody's struggled at one point or another, and I just so heartily wanted my girls to, like, just lay that all out, you know, at his feet and at the cross and just know how much they're cared for and loved. And I, like, one night at worship, I was like, he wants the same thing for me, you know? Like, I was like, I so desperately wanted for the girls. And, like, I know that in the back of my head, you know, but as parents, as, you know, moms, as counselors, you just so wholeheartedly want it for your kids, for the girls in your cabin. And I was like... I also, this past year, just needs to be laid at his feet. I have no control, you know. So that was just a real powerful reminder, I think, for me.
To make me pick one, like every night, Brad had something, and it was powerful. And we, the conversations after, but for me personally, the first night, he brought us a message that basically said we're walking around with the tape measure, and we're comparing ourselves to everything and everyone around us, or a lot of us are struggling with that, and. And he asked us to drop the tape. He said, just drop the tape measure. And with social media and sports and celebrities and everything, you know, we're always sizing ourselves up against everything around us. And he said, drop the tape because, you know, with God in our hearts, it doesn't. That's not where we get our approval. And so that was very powerful. Now, for me, that was tricky because I'm a contractor and I have to use a tape measure. So I had a little bit of a compartmentalization, but overall, the message was amazing.
I feel bad for your future clients.
Right. No, I'm going to use a tape measure. No, I will.
So you guys have been going to camp with us. I mean, you go year after year after year. And so what is your why? Why do you go?
I think for me, when we first started coming here to GCC, it's because our kids wanted to come. Like, their friends were here, and we're like, oh, of course. You know, like, we're going to go where they want to go. And the first year, I didn't go to camp. We were here. And I think I was probably sitting, like, y'all at a, you know, service like this. And the number of kids we take to camp, like, just doesn't make sense, honestly. Like, with as big of a church or as small of a church as we are, right. Like...
Yeah, we had more people in Colorado than we did here the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. So I was just like, what, you know, what is this about? You know, and then I became a believer at a camp similar to how GCC does stuff. And just, you know, just to be a part of that, maybe for some of these kiddos, for God to use me through that.
What's your best?
I don't know. For early on, I think I've been to every one except the very first one at PK. And early on, I felt like I had to because we didn't have enough people. And then you get sucked in, and you're like, yeah, I'm going for the kids. Yeah. But every time it's for you. Like, you just walk away. You're there that week, unplugged, no cell service, no distractions. And it ends up being probably the week of the year. And so, but in addition to that, just seeing what goes on with the kids, and it's an amazing week. I mean, just the fun things we do and the spiritual things we do are just amazing.
So one last question. Let's flip it around a little bit. You guys had kids there, your own kids, and your sons and your daughter. What does it mean for you as a parent to watch your kid or to know that your kid, your student, is experiencing this and hearing this and processing and all that kind of stuff? What does it mean for you as a mom? What does it mean for you as a dad?
I think for me, I had two of my boys there this year, which was super fun. And Nacho.
Right.
I hope that there's not, like, oh my gosh. No, like, I did not want that to be a thing. I did not know that was coming with him in his suitcase.
Would you have said yes or no?
I would have absolutely squashed that.
But once again, fellas, it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
So. Yeah. So I think, but for me... you know, just having people pour into my children that aren't, you know, they're in a phase where, like, I know nothing, you know, like, which is evidently really normal. And so for them to have people that just pour into them, I mean, Adam came all the way back from Georgia, who was an intern last year, just to love on that group of going into ninth graders, which was just amazing. So just to have, I mean, I think everybody in here, if you're a kid or a parent, you know it takes a village to raise your kids. And so just for them to have that village within this church and other leaders and these incredible interns is just, as a parent, is just incredible to watch. So, yeah.
Yeah, same for me. The interns every year have been awesome. The returns and the rec team. Like, that's one of the cool moments for me is for a lot of those years that I've been going to camp, I've had the seniors. And... as I get older, seniors come back to help, and seeing them come back to serve is such a cool moment. It's like it just comes full circle, and to know the time and the effort and the prayer that goes into that I know that goes into our kids, it's always a great product every year, and it's all regardless of bus situations, regardless of the
bus situation happened twice now.
It's happened two times in a row, and I think we should probably put it on the itinerary, like going forward. Yeah. Just have our arrival time mid-morning.
Yeah, mid-morning. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for going, and thank you to all the counselors who went and gave me your time. So. Now, this is really awkward because the students really kind of took my notes and already told you about what Tyler talked about and what Brad talked about. And so, and they did a much better job than I was going to do. But I do want us just to briefly, before the band comes back out, just to share with you our camp verse and what we came around, the scripture that we kept digging and going back to comes out of Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. It says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord." In other words, we didn't do anything except just put our faith, except just receive Jesus Christ as Lord. We didn't earn Jesus Christ as Lord. God doesn't love us or choose us based on our potential or based on our track record or based on our religious deeds. He chooses us because he loves us. That he set his love on us before the foundation of the world was formed and fashioned. And so just as we receive the Lord as a gift through grace, continue to live your lives in him. In other words, continue to walk. So as we go through about our days, as we go through work, as we go through summer, I'm not even going to talk about school. As we go through our summer, as we walk out the things that we do as men and women of faith, that we continue to do that, not based on our strength, but based on the strength of the Lord that he provides us. Not based on what we can do for God, but what God has already done for us. And being rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught. And that's why we do camp. That's why we choose to go to Colorado and be surrounded. Throw that picture back up, Dawson, if you would, of the mountain. That when you walk outside, that's what we see. That's what we're surrounded by. And there's no cell service. Somehow, some way, some of the kids got the Wi-Fi. We'll figure that out next year. But just to be able to be with the Lord and be surrounded by his creation and be with one another and to have adults and college students this pour into our students and our students be poured into by a worship band and by a speaker, a communicator, and so that they can be built up in their faith. And what we learned is, we took a bunch of students that were dealing with a lot from this past year. And it wasn't just, oh, great, we're here at church camp, and, you know, we're going to be one big happy group. But when we really got to process, students were so vulnerable and so honest, and it was such a blessing and a joy to be able to be that way and with these students over the last couple of weeks and to help them process and turn their hearts and turn their minds toward Jesus. It says, strengthened in the faith that you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. And that's one thing that we want to say is thank you. And thank you for being a church that it's crazy that you guys are so generous that we can take and spend $108,000 before we ever charge a kid anything. And we're able to do that because of your generosity. And I hope today that your heart is overwhelmed with thankfulness. You know, one thing that Tyler talked about for our junior high students that I want to tie to high school is that he talked about how light always pushes darkness. And, man, if you guys in the back, if y'all can kind of dim the lights, Thomas, you figure out how to do that. I know he knows how to do it. It's just not in the plan. Go ahead and kill the stage lights, too. I know this isn't good for TV for those who are watching at home, but let's take them down a little bit more. But light, always, let's take them down a little bit more. Let's just go black. There we go. Light always pushes darkness. See, darkness is not going to overtake this light. And we light this candle every single week because it represents the church and how the church is God's hope for the world. That God has placed a mission in our hearts. And as a church, as Gospel City, we want to be a group of people that would lock arms. In fact, go ahead and bring up the light a little bit. If I can have some of those high school students come up. Some of you high school students, come up here and show the first circle. I need more high school students. I need more students. Yeah, come on. I need more.
show the first circle that you guys got into. So the first circle. And light always pushes darkness. And Brad talked about in high school camp that we need, who are we walking with? Who's our crew? And so this is how they lined up, and it was great. We need, and this is why we do what we do, and Landon's going to come in just a minute. He's going to tell you all that we have planned for the summer to help us do this with these students. But that's not our mission. So this is who we walk with, but what are we going to live for? And then now flip the circle. And this is not only what we want to be around. This is not a church thing. This is not a youth group thing. This is not, oh, that's great for teenagers. This is the vision of our church, to declare and display the freeing power of the gospel. And this is what you guys do so well. Not only with your financial resources, but we had a third of the junior high students, we had no idea who they were. We've never seen them before, but you guys invited them. You guys get this. We want to continue to get this, because when we do this, what happens? Here, y'all two come up here. Y'all come join the circle. Because this is what happens, that we're able to make more room. Not this, again, this isn't a youth group thing. We're going to grow the youth group, but this is a church thing. We're going to take that light, the light of Jesus Christ, into our community, into our city, and into the world. Because we're going to walk together. We're going to lock arms with one another. We're going to share our time, our talents, and our financial resources. But we're also going to be facing out, and we're going to be looking for people who are not connected to Jesus Christ, who are not connected to the local church, which you guys already do, and we're inviting them to come and be a part. So this isn't a church thing. This is where we're going. This is what we've been about, and this is what we're going to continue to be about, and this is why we do camp the way we do camp, and this is why we do church the way we do church, and children's ministry the way we do children's ministry, and so we can expand the circle. That's what we're about. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Y'all can jump down. I know that wasn't even planned. So the band's going to come. We're going to finish up our series in Acts over the next 6 weeks. And Acts is all about the first church and how God brought a group of people together, and they took the message of Jesus Christ, the light of Christ, into the world. And I loved how we ended high school camp, because Brad took us back to Acts chapter 4. And things are going bad for the local church. They're being persecuted and arrested and beaten up, and but they pray. They don't pray to be saved. They don't pray to be delivered out of these bad circumstances. They pray for boldness. It took a lot of boldness for some of you parents to invite your friends' kids to camp, and so thank you. It took a lot of boldness for some of these kids to even get on a bus. And what should have been a 14-hour bus ride ended up being a 20-hour bus ride. And it's going to continue to take boldness from the local church to address the weaknesses of our community and to address sin in all of our hearts. But we do it together. And we do it with a strength that's not of us, but is inside each of us in Jesus Christ.